Mary Magdalene meets the risen Jesus. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they have laid him." Peter and the other disciple therefore went out to the tomb. They ran there together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came first to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not enter. Simon Peter arrived behind him and entered into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the napkin that had been upon his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple also entered, he who had arrived first at the tomb. He saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand scripture that he must rise from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their own home, but Mary was standing outside the tomb, weeping. So as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned herself around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Whom do you seek?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have taken him from here, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "teacher." Jesus said to her, "Don't keep touching me, for I am not right now going to ascend to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Jesus appears to the disciples. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and for fear of the Jews, the doors were locked where the disciples were, and Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus again said to them, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Except I shall see in his hand the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your finger see my hands? Reach here your hand and put it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. Many other signs Jesus did in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.